Machshirin Perik Dalad Mishnah Vav. A little bit of a complicated Mishnah. Kupa Shehimalea Turmosin Unasuela Toch Mikveh Moshit Yado Venoter Turmos Metocha Vehem Tohorin. So you have a person who's Tame and he's an Avatuma, and he's got a basket and he's touching this basket. Now this basket is now a Rishon Latuma because the Avatuma, him, the person, touched the basket, and the basket is now a Rishon Latuma. And this basket has termosin, or some kind of bean, that when you put them in water, boil them in water, they become sweet. So that's what you have. And you have this tummy basket, so Moshe Yad Avinota Termos Matocha. You stretch out your hand, and you place inside a mikvah. So now the termosin are wet. Again, you're not touching termosin, you're touching the basket. You can stick out your hand and touch termosin, and they'll be tahar. And the reason for this is because the water is not going to hechsher these termosin, these beans, be kabal tumah, because the water is still attached to the ground. And we have a pasuk, there's kasa, that tells us that if water is still attached to the ground, connected water, which this mikveh is, then it cannot be hechsher the kabal tumah. Anything it touches, it will not be. So even though these termosin are touching a tame basket, they will not become tame again. You're not touching the beans themselves, you're touching the basket, which is now a rishon l'tumah, and if they touch those, the termosin, the basket is not, the termosin do not become tame, because the water that would be mash in the kabal tumah is connected, and that's the water, connected water is not actually kabal tumah. Helam and amayim, hanogam akupa tameim, if you remove the beans from the mikvah, then those, and they're still wet, those that touch the basket are tame, because the tame basket will transfer these termosin, making them a sheni latuma, because now the water is removed from that source, any remaining liquid that's on the beans is now wet, is now removed from the source, and therefore is hechsher l'kabal tuma, and since they're touching the basket, they become actual tame. Ushar kar tamosim tahorim, any other termosim, any other of these beans that are not touching the basket, like they're just touching other termosim, those are tahorim, those are tahar. Because again, you're the av hatuma, you're touching a basket, making it a rishon l'tumah. These termosin that are becoming, that are now wet from a detached source, become a sheni l'tumah. Those that, these tummy termosin that touch other termosin, we denote those things as shlishi l'tumah in chulin. So meaning the termosin that are not touching the basket, those cannot become tummy. Even though the other one, they're touching things that are tame, the things that they're touching only shein l'tuma, and there's no such thing as a shlishi l'tuma. Right, the Mishnah continues, sinun shebamara, if you have a radish in a cave, so you're wetting radishes in some sort of cave that has a spring in it, and the radishes have not yet been hachshel kabal tuma, nida madicha tov utar. A woman who's a nida, who is considered a ava tuma, and could normally convey tuma to food, if it's still in the water attached to the ground, she can wash the radish and it will be totally tahar. It will not be a problem. It will not become tame, because again, the water that's attached to the ground cannot hechsher some of the kabal tumah. Helato kosher min amayim tame. If she lifts it even a little bit from the water, then it'll become tame, because we hechsher the kabal tumah, because you're clearly happy with the wetting and happy with removing it from the wet. And since it's removed from the original source, now it'll become hechsher kabal tumah. And since Anita's touching it, it'll also become tame. That concludes Mishnah Vav. Okay, Machshirin Perak Dal Mishnah Zayin. Peru shenaful esoch amas hamayim, pashat misha haya yad of tmeos unatlon, yad of tahoros, vaperus tahorim. So this Mishnah is discussing the idea of tumas yadayim, that a person's hands become tame. On deraisa, if someone touches, can only become tame if they touch an av hatuma. Derabanan, however, if you touch a rishon l'tumah, then your hands become tameh, which then touch something else can become a sheni l'tumah. So somebody whose hands were tameh through this rabbinic decree, and there was produce that fell into water, and this person with tameh hands stretched out his hands and touched it. Yadav tahorus vaperus tahorim. So his hands become tahor, because he's now immersed them in water, and that's how you can make your hands tahor again. So even though your purpose was not to tahor them, you were just trying to get the fruits, your hands still remain tahor. And the Rav points out, your hands are only tahor if we're touching chulin. If you were touching trumas and maestros, then that would be different, and that actually requires you'd have kavana dip in water. Meaning for touching something like maestro and truma, then we have a different principle that in order to become tahor, in order to become tahor, it has to be kavana. For purpose of touching chulin for this rabbinic decree, this You don't even need kavanas. You can just reach into the water to get the fruit that fell there. Your hands will become tahar. Vaperis tahorim. They're not considered actually kabal tuma because you didn't want the waters fall. You didn't want the water to fall in the first place. It was totally not baratzon that the fruits fell in the water. Therefore, touching them will not make them actually kabal tuma. Concludes the Mishnah. V'machishev sheyaducha yadav yadav tahor vaperis b'chiyutan. If you intended that your hands become tar when you wash them, then your hands will indeed become tar, but now the fruit is bechiyutan, because now when you're touching the fruit, when you put your hands in the water, rather, this was considered barut. So when you're picking up the fruit, it's something that you want at this point, because you wanted your hands to get wet in order to make them tahar again. And so since the end was beratzon when you were lifting them out, we consider the whole thing beratzon, and therefore now the fruits are hechshel kabal tuma, even though your hands are also to become tahar. That concludes Mishnah Zion.